It's WBC Digital, College Park. You are now listening to Mukti. I'll do a quick PSA as I get the music up.
Other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org. Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Liberty. Agostinho Neto, Zé Couture, Amilcar Cabral, Zamora Magé, Vitória Costa. Agostinho Neto, Zé Couture, Amilcar Cabral, Zamora Magé, Vitória Costa. Agostinho Neto,
we're back with Mukti this week. I'm really excited about today's episode. It was super rushed in the way that I made it because I had an assignment to do last night, so I really only did it this morning. But there was a wealth of information on this topic, mostly thanks to one article I found weeks ago called Portuguese-Speaking Africa, 10 Songs for the End of a Colonial Empire, which I feel like is a good sum up of the theme of today's episode. This is an article by Simone da Silva, published September 24th, 2021, on Pan-African Music. I don't know what it stands for. The website's called PAM. But yeah, check it out because, oh, Pan-African Music Magazine, because it's a super cool source. So essentially, today we'll be looking at 3/4, and I'll explain where the slash comes from, countries and their movement for liberation from Portugal. So Angola, Guinea-Bissau, and Mozambique are the objects of study in today's musical exploration, as well as Cape Verde, which was kind of part of Guinea-Bissau. It was like a Portuguese colony, and then it became its own independent country afterwards. And there are some Cape Verdean musicians, which I'll play. But these three countries were mainly involved in the colonial wars, which were kind of the fight for liberation that took place starting in 1961 to 1974 between Portugal and its former colonies. So I talked about this briefly in my episode on the Portugal... I'm loud enough. The Portugal Carnation Revolution, which was in 1974, when on April 25th, when a peaceful coup was staged by the Portuguese military to get rid of the longstanding dictator, who was also kind of dragging on these brutal and oppressive wars, which, I mean, were also bad news for Portuguese citizens because like 90% or something of Portuguese men were drafted to fight. And there's just countless like draft dodgers and deserters and people fleeing the country to escape the draft because it was almost considered to be like Portuguese Vietnam or Portugal's Vietnam, excuse me, because it was kind of founded on imperial interests. It was like a failing war from the start, and you know, a huge civilian death toll, as well as a toll on both the Angolese and Mozambique and Ghanaian side, and also on the Portuguese side. So it's like no one wanted this war to happen except for like the corrupt and oppressive regime, and it resulted really in not only independence of these countries but also democracy in Portugal. So it had a huge impact. So some stats, over 100,000 African civilians were killed, and that's just an estimate, it could be, you know, more. And then 80,000 soldiers on both sides. So like it was a huge deal. And me personally, I had never heard about it until I went to Portugal and went to a museum of like liberation and resistance, something like that. I honestly forget the name. I talked about it last time. But yeah, I mean, it's a really important part of African history and Portuguese history, which I really didn't know the history of. So I hope y'all get something out of this if you haven't kind of heard of this struggle before. And yeah, these three countries became sovereign states after the Carnation Revolution. And I'm going to talk a little bit in depth about each of the countries before I get into the music, because I also have a lot to say about like each song, mostly thanks to this article, which gave me a lot of like jumping off points to do my own research. But I'll try to keep this brief so that we can get into the music, because it's really, really good. I really enjoy the sounds of this episode. So first off, Angola. Occupation on a smaller scale by Portugal started as early as the 1400s. So similar to just like the Europe's colonial expansion and exploration of like the Americas, this also happened in Africa in the 1400s. This period for a couple hundred years was characterized by a lot of like advances and kind of retreats of Portuguese forces, in part by many different Angolan and other like African rulers who either negotiated with or fought off Portuguese colonization. One unique example is Nginga Mbabane, who is a female ruler, queen, but she was like the, I guess like king, whatever. She wasn't necessarily just like the wife of a king, like no, she was a ruler. I believe in the 15 or 1600s. But she both kind of negotiated with, tried to gain independence, and fought off Portuguese colonization. And she did some really cool things, such as dispatched messengers to encourage Mbabane, which was like the current kind of like society at the time, enslaved people to flee Portuguese plantations and join her kingdom, which deprived the Portuguese colony of its income and manpower. And then when like Portugal tried to complain about these escaped enslaved people, she said that she abided by her earlier treaty and returned escaped slaves, but her kingdom had none. So basically like these people, they became free once they reached what is now present day Angola. However, she also like sold people into slavery and like was, so it's like, I mean, it's mixed kind of ethics there, but it's just cool to hear about all she did to try to weaken Portugal's power as a colonial empire. Anyway, that was a bit of a tangent. So full conquest or colonization of Angola began in the 1800s and continued on until 1961, when like serious kind of revolutions emerged. So it was a lot of unrest around the forced cultivation of cotton as a commodity crop. So a lot of like peasants and farmers were forced to grow cotton. And I guess this was kind of like the spurring force of why these revolutions began. And there was a lot of guerrilla forces involved with the colonial wars or their war for their independence. I'm not going to talk about all of them. I'm just going to mention one. UNITA, or the Union for Total Independence of Angola. So they initially followed Maoist ideology and later kind of transitioned away from communism. And they're the only group not expelled after independence. So I just thought they were important because they had like a lasting presence in Angola. And then as I stated, the wars ended with the Carnation Revolution in Portugal, and Angola gained independence finally after hundreds of years of occupation and exploitation. They were free. So a lot of that like joy and also struggles like reflected in the music, as you can imagine. For Mozambique, the start of their revolutions kind of followed Angola. So it was later in 1964. They had a similar history of colonization by the Portuguese. And then the FRELIMO, or I'll just call them the FRELIMO, FRELIMO, I don't know how people pronounce that acronym, but it's the Mozambique Liberation Front, is like a communist organization who both fought in the wars for independence and then also kind of gained control as a main political party in Mozambique and embarked upon like a nation building project afterwards. And this country, as well as I guess the other two, but I found this especially with Mozambique, music was like integral in nation building. It shaped a culture that was, I mean, suppressed and only really kind of united following this independence war. So it played a huge role, even more than many of the other kind of countries and movements we'll look at, because it was like literally the way to define a country post-independence that hadn't been necessarily defined like that before. Guinea-Bissau, it was Portuguese territory since 1446, so a very long time. And their kind of colonial wars or independence wars started in 1963. So after Angola, before Mozambique. And it has pretty deep ties with Cape Verde, which is like an archipelago or a group of islands off of the coast, because there was a major slave trade out of Guinea-Bissau and people were taken to Cape Verde to work. And then this was almost like a stopping off point for Portuguese colonists to bring enslaved people to the New World. So it was formerly uninhabited, this group of islands, but then because they brought so many enslaved people there, it became its own kind of country with its own independence interests. And it wasn't considered like one of the major three countries in the colonial wars, but I included some of their music because they still were a Portuguese colony and had a lot of kind of revolutionary ideas and similar kind of songs coming out of that region. So for them, the African Party for the Independence of Guinea and Cape Verde, or the PAIGC, was their main liberation movement, founded in 1956 by Rafael Barbosa and Almíchar Cabral. So that started early, right, in the 50s. And they notably organized a dock workers' strike in 1959, to which Portugal massacred 50 of the strikers. And that helped them develop a new strategy of like a peasant uprising, and obviously incited a lot of kind of rage and revolutionary activity, which later resulted in their kind of fight for independence along with the other two countries. So yeah, a little bit of background on those 3/4 nations. And now let's get into the music. I'm going to play... Oh, sorry. In the beginning of the episode, you heard Intercolonia by La Casa Cobra. And now we're going to listen to Monaki Nyizika by Bonga, who is a really, really interesting artist. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more after the song about his story.
Alouka nungo la foi, ngamu bingi kiasi mwene wando kala benyaba emengondo yanye mona mona mwene weyaweza mona mona mwene galunga kumba sambi wangi bana mona kamu valele mwene wando kala benyaba emengondo yanye mona mona mwene Gangumba, Mona Mona Mwenye, Weyaweza, Mona Mona Mwenye, Weyaweza, Mona Mona Mwenye, Gangumba, Zambi Wangi Panamona, Gamufalele, Mwanyeze Wando Kalabenyaba, Amen Gondo Yamye Mwenye, Mona Mona Mwenye. Weza mona mona mwenye katunga mba mona mona mwenye weya weza mona mona mwenye kalunga ngumba aluke nungolo fwa ngamu bingi kiaze mwene wando kalabe nyaba eme gondo yanye mona mona mwenye Weza, mona mona mwenye Kadunga ngumba Zambi wangi pana mona Kamu valele Mwenye wando kalabe nyaba Eme ngondo yanye Mona mona mwenye Sweya weza Mona mona mwenye Kadunga ngumba Mona mona mwenye Weyaweza, mona mona mwenye, mona mona mwenye, weyaweza, mona mona mwenye, kalungakumba, zambi wangi pana mona, kamufalele, mwanyeze wando kalabenyaba, emengondo yamye, mona mona mwenye. Weza, mona mona mwenye, kalunga ngumba, mona mona mwenye, zoya weza, mona mona mwenye, kalunga ngumba, mona mona mwenye, zoya weza, mona mona mwenye, kalunga ngumba.
Tu malamo, quand t'as y'en l'espace
All right, you just heard Na Colonia by Jose Carlos Schwartz, which I'll discuss first before I get back to the song by Bongo. So this artist is from Guinea-Bissau, and he was a member of the PAIGC. If y'all were paying attention, you'll remember that's the main revolutionary group in Guinea-Bissau. Now, this artist, Jose, was tortured and imprisoned by Portuguese forces and shipped off to a prison at an island isolated from everyone. And in the song, he revisits his memories and addresses his comrades in Bissau to tell them to not lose hope. And he'd one day return home, and also talks about like the struggles that he faced. And I mean, even the title, Na Colonia, if you can ascertain, like, talk about colonialism and rejecting it. So yeah, it's a really beautiful song, and I like the, like, jazz instrumentation. I did cut that off a bit early because I'm running out of time already, but I suggest that you listen to the full song. Before that, I played Mona Ki Ni Zika by Bongo Cuenda, who's also, aka, Jose Adelino Barcelo de Carvalho. So this is like Portuguese name. And he was a track and field athlete who participated in major events. And then his status as an athlete kind of allowed him to spread his revolutionary message throughout Angola and Portugal. He also sang in Kimbundu, which is like the indigenous language. Which I assume is the language of this title in the song, but I could be wrong. But it's definitely not Portuguese. So he's one of the first kind of artists to sing, yeah, in Creole and in indigenous languages at the time. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, his story is even more interesting. He kind of like masqueraded as someone else under like the name Bongo Cuenda, but then the dictatorship in Portugal realized that the athlete Jose Barcelo and then Bongo were the same person, and then he was like immediately exiled to Rotterdam, and that's where he wrote this song in this album. And there's a warrant for his arrest back in Angola because of incendiary lyrics. The lyrics of this song translated to English are as follows. Watch out, I'm in mortal danger. I've already warned you. She'll stay and I leave. My child, cruel men are after her. My child on a tide of misfortune. God offer me this offspring that I gave birth to, and she'll remain here when I'll be gone. And this information and like translation was in the PAM article that I mentioned in the beginning of the episode. The Portuguese-speaking Africa 10 songs for the end of a colonial empire. Anyway, in 1973, so after this release, he performed at the United Nations to celebrate Guinea-Bissau's independence from Portugal. He was actually an Angolan musician, but, I mean, all connected. Or Guinea-Bissau's Declaration of Independence, rather. And then he also, like, toured New England because apparently there was, like, a really big Cape Verdean population there. And he performed at, like, prisons and schools and all sorts of things. Very cool, very random. I never knew New England had a big Cape Verdean population. But now you know. And turmoil post-independence in Angola prevented his return to his homeland. But he continued making political music and inspiring the masses. So that was Bonga. I am going to play a song on YouTube. And YouTube has really been like bad for me because I don't know, like, there's just like the service and the whatever is just not been great, but I'm gonna try to reduce the quality and hopefully the sound comes through. But I wanted to include one song from Mozambique just because there wasn't that many on Spotify, so I found this, and I'll explain after we listen.
Ina bado kumusambiki. fofu so wona
tina bado kumusami
prelimo
ya wina
prelimo
ya wina
so wona
tina bado kumusami
prelimo
ya wina
prelimo
ya wina
so wona
tina bado kumusami
Na kufera sikozo wona
Tina bado kumusamiki
Shosi na kufera sikozo wona
Tina bado kumusamiki
Prelimo
ya wina
Prelimo
ya wina
Wona
Tina bado kumusamiki
Prelimo
ya wina
Prelimo
ya Tina bado kumusamiki
Ife ana samora zaona
All right, that was Ife ana Frelimo. And that actually answers the question of how to pronounce Frelimo, the acronym. But essentially, this is one of many revolutionary songs post-independence in Mozambique that were central to their nation-building project. So as I explained, Frelimo, or the Front for Mozambique Liberation, had the strategy of like disseminating their message through music. According to Ningunga, 1999, 93% of the Mozambique population were illiterate upon independence, meaning that like kind of the message couldn't be disseminated through publications or media in the same way. It had to be orally communicated or communicated through songs to be understood. So I think that's really cool and interesting. And I believe this song means like we are all children of Frelimo. So kind of talking about Mozambique unity and kind of uniting people under this political party, which kind of paved the way for independence. Anyway, interesting. And a lot of the call and response type of songs are what I've seen have been popular in like Frelimo's music, at least their revolutionary music. And I think there's a lot of different songs on YouTube if you're interested, but Spotify didn't have many, which is unfortunate. But let's go on to our next two songs, Mungambe, which is actually song adaptation of a poem called Worker, or Worker in English, and Soldage, which is telling the history of forced exile to the island of Sao Tome. So play these and we'll explain after the break.
Naquela roça grande não tem chuva, é o suor do meu rosto que rega as plantações. Naquela roça grande tem café maduro e aquele vermelho cereja são gotas do meu sangue. Feita seiva O café Vai ser turrado Pisado Torturado Vai ficar negro Negro da cor do contratado Negro da cor do contratado Perguntem às aves que cantam Aos recatos de alegre serpentear E ao vento forte do sertão Quem se levanta cedo quem vai à tonga, quem traz pela estrada longa a tipoia ou o cacho de dendém, quem capina e paga recebe desdém. Fuba podre, peixe podre, pano ruim, 50 angolares. Fuba podre, peixe podre, pano ruim, 50 angolares. Porradas, refilares, porradas, refilares. Quem faz o milho crescer e os laranjais florescer, quem dá dinheiro para o patrão comprar máquinas, carros, senhoras e cabeças de pretos para os motores, quem faz o branco prosperar, barriga grande, ter dinheiro, que e as aves que cantam, os regatos de alegre serpentear, e o vento forte do sertão responderão, Monangambê. Monangambê, ah, deixa-me ao menos subir as palmeiras, deixa-me beber maruvo e esquecer diluído nas minhas bebedeiras. Monangambê, Monangambê, Monangambê.
Caminho para São Tomé. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho para São Tomé. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Inclau. Saudade. Saudade, saudade, disse minha terra, San Inclau. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho para São Tomé. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho para São Tomé. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Inclau. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Inclau. Se vou escrever, muito a escrever, se vou esquecer, muito a esquecer, até dia que vou voltar. Se vou escrever, não está a escrever. Se vou esquecer, não está a esquecer. Até dia que vou voltar. Saudade, saudade, saudade de minha terra, San Inclán. 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 Saudade, saudade, saudade. Minha terra, San Inclán. Saudade, saudade, saudade.
So these two songs are so beautiful and so sad. I'm going to read you the translation of Monangambe, which is originally a poem by Antonio Jacinto. So I won't read the whole lyrics, but in that large field there is ripe coffee, and that is cherry red color, is drops of my blood turned into sap. The coffee will be roasted, trampled, tortured. It will become black, black like the color of the worker. Who makes the corn grow, the orange trees blossom? Who gives money to the boss to buy machines, cars, women, and black faces for the motors? So I think you can kind of get the vibe of this poetry. It's really, really beautifully written. I'm sure it's even better in Portuguese without the English translation, and it's so beautifully interpreted by this artist, by Rimingas. And the next song was Soidage, which is a really, really interesting take. It's by a Cape Verdean artist, and it's popularized by Cecilia Evora on this album. It's a 1992 album, so it's after independence, but I believe it was written in the 50s, so it was kind of around the beginnings of the movement. So Soidade is spelling S-O-D-A-D-A is like a Cape Verdean variant of the Portuguese word Soidade. And I talked about this on the Portugal episode a bit, but one popular Portuguese, more historical, it's not like necessarily these days like on the radio or anything, but genre of music is called fado, and fado is based off of this emotion of soidade, which is kind of like nostalgia, longing for home, melancholy, sadness, absence. And fado, oftentimes these songs are like about I guess written for or from like the perspective of like someone who stayed behind, like someone that traveled off into like distant lands in the, you know, Portuguese colonial fashion of going to like Brazil or going to African colony and not coming back. But this song was like on the other side. So as I said before, it describes the experience of Cape Verdean people, forced migration to the island of Sao Tome. So this exile apparently was disguised as like an employment where like people were contracted to like be used as like cheap labor on cacao plantations in like really deplorable conditions. And this happened during the dictatorship of Salazar's dictatorship in Portugal, while, you know, Cape Verde was under Portuguese rule. Also, according to the wiki page about this song that I just looked up, I mentioned earlier how one of the artists performed in New England for Cape Verdean population. And apparently, since like the 1800s, Cape Verdeans were kind of sent / migrated to New England because they were exceptional like whalers and seafarers. So I had no idea. And I guess this migration was voluntary, and people continued to migrate there for better opportunities, whereas the Sao Tome was a forced kind of, or perhaps a, like, they were, what's the word? Like, unfairly, or coerced. There we go. They were coerced into migrating here. And some of the lyrics are translated as, "Who showed you this distant way, the way to Sao Tome? Saudade, saudade, saudade from my land of Sao Nicolau. If you write me, I'll write back. If you forget me, I'll forget until the day I come back." So it's really sad and kind of beautiful that it is kind of the answer to the Portuguese fado, but from the other side, people who are forced and who are a victim of Portuguese colonists. So yeah, really interesting stuff. All right, to finish out, I am going to play Bissau Ki La Mula by Super Mama Djambo, which my favorite part about actually this song is the name of the band, which I'll try to quickly run through after I play it, and then we'll finish out with one last song after that.
Estimado amigo, nha jumbaidu, nha segredo, nha camarada, nha estimado amigo, nha jumbaidu, nha segredo, sinta bonota, come cana nota, se cana nota, anonona nota, mamá. Na nota tudo, a fim de como é que é na nota, e só o que lá muda. É na nota tudo, a fim de como é que é na nota, e só o que lá muda. Chevaril de Inhatera, cordão de prata de mamá Guiné, ora com na baça, baça nunca sabe. Ora com a intigeba, limpo, calma e sossegado. Suma nove de noteira, os brindade de no povo, mamá. É na nota tudo, a fim de comer cada nota, e só fila muda. É na nota tudo, a fim de comer cada nota, e só fila muda. De montanha e na malcria,
e na casa lixão e na quebraramo e na ferja pedra. Fora com boia com, riba de montanha e na mal cria. E na casa lixão e na quebraramo e na ferja pedra. Cabo Puquinta, com que na milante vai. Montanha nunca, nunca, e cana muda. Cabo Puquinta, com que na milante vai. Montanha nunca, nunca, e cana muda. Lanti da Silva, Zuncar da Vó. Mundo, isso é patrani. Lanti da Silva, Zuncar da Vó. Mundo, isso é patrani. É carga pão, é fana, mantenha, é chore, é cansa. Sem filhos combatentes, é carga para far mantenha e chore mansa. E sem filhos combatentes, é dano no, é dano tu, é chore alegria, não isso a bandeira, não chora esperança. Não cansa chorar, é dano no, é dano tu, é chore alegria, não isso a bandeira, não chora esperança. Não cansa chorar. Cana chora más, en cana tona chora más. Cana chora más, en cana tona chora más. Cana chora nunca más.
Ending that a bit early to give you all the interesting explanation that I wanted to talk about. So first of all, the song is called Bisao Ki La Mula, and it's by this band Supermama Dijombo. They were a super popular band in Guinea-Bissau. They had very politically charged lyrics in Ghanaian Creole, and they're one of the first bands to really sing in Ghanaian Creole at this time. And they, all the songs touch the rhythm of gumbe, which is a really interesting genre. And I, low-key, I'm not going to get into it, but it comes from the fusion of, like, Jamaican Maroon community. So it almost created a loop where, like, African rhythms were brought to the Caribbean and then were kind of, like, sent back. And I don't know, I was trying to, it reminds me kind of compa, like the Haitian genre, but I don't think it has any connection, but I'm still looking that up. Now, this band, Supermama Dijombo, was named after a spirit, Mama Dijombo, that many fighters appeal to for protection during the war for independence. And this term may sound familiar, and that's because it is like the root of the word mumbo jumbo, like meaning something that's like mixed up or like weird or just like some like weird spiritual obscured, or just like, oh, like that's just some mumbo jumbo, like I don't know what they do over there. So it was taken out of its context in typical colonial fashion to mean something else, but it has survived. This is the quote, actually. Okay, I read a WordPress article on a website called Global Mumbo Jumbo. And it was just, let me see if I have the name of the author here. Okay, perhaps I don't, but it's a WordPress site called Global Mumbo Jumbo if you want to look it up. And this author says, the contrast between Mumbo Jumbo and Mama de Jumbo could not be greater. Occultist gibberish on one side of the Atlantic and a venerated and respected spirit on the other, proudly associated with liberation struggle and emancipation. Mama de Jumbo, like so many other things, has not survived the crossing of the Atlantic unscathed, but survived it has. I wanted to tell the story of that other side, and I want to tell other stories like this one. Here's to looking behind the mumbo jumbo with patience and respect, and here's to the things we find there. So, beautifully put by whoever this author is, and really interesting. And great song. I believe it talks like about the like independence and like kind of nostalgia and love for Guinea-Bissau. But look, I'm running out of time. I'm gonna play one last song. It's more kind of like upbeat. It's called Levanta Braco by Os Tubarões, which is the Sharks. They're a Cape Verdean band. It was this emblem of